From Best of San Francisco DDTV, The Pink Chill, and Didi LaFrag.
Hey, I've only lived in San Francisco for 30-something years. What do I know about it?
San.
Liberals? They're sadistic progressives.
Francisco.
This city is Junkies Incorporated. It's the junkie apocalypse.
Damn. This ain't your phony soy boy San Francisco. This is the San Francisco Dam Zone. San Francisco Dam is a solo psychodramatic performance art storytelling podcasting platform.
Hey, everybody. It's Sunday, June 6th, 2021. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. It's someone's birthday all around the world. There are 43 countries and 50 states listening to your daily tough love zone. The San Fran PC's weather report. It is really a very pretty Sunday here. It's about 64 degrees Fahrenheit right now. There was a wind advisory. The west winds have been coming very tough for the past month. It's about 19, 20 miles an hour, the winds. So today I am talking about the golden years of San Francisco gaslighting. Those are these days. Gaslighting, if you didn't know it, it's a psychological trick. It's a psychological form of manipulation to have you not believe what you see. That's what gaslighting is. For instance, you may have a partner who bullies you, but then they will lie and say, I'm not bullying you. You are just too sensitive. Or you may live in a city that is overrun with criminals and racism. You may live in a city that has a mayor that allows junkies. New listeners, that's a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict. You may live in a city that allows junkies to live on side alleys, sidewalks, rant and rave psychotically, run down the street naked. You may live in a city that has a contingent of fatherless youth that are attacking people, setting their hairs on fire on buses, sucker punching them. You may live in a city that is overran with criminals that are so bold, they are smashing, grabbing cars in broad daylight. You may live in a city that has such corrupt laws that criminals loot stores and are able to steal up to $950 worth of merchandise and will not even get arrested. You may live in a city like that.
San Francisco Dam Daily Truth Bombs.
No namby-pamby permission necessary.
And there will be people saying, what are you talking about? We don't have a crime problem. I don't see any crime. What are you talking about? The formerly protected West Side is experiencing crime so tough, break-ins are 300%, up 300%. And the gaslighters will argue and tell you crime is down, and they will bring out some manipulated statistics. I never thought that I would see San Francisco like this. These gaslighters are quite psychotic. Personally, and new listeners, I really appreciate you coming along and listening. And my regular listeners, some of you are very, very sweet people. You are very considerate. You are very empathetic. You are very understanding. You get what I'm saying. You are not trying to gaslight me. You also show empathy. I thank you from the top of my heart. Do you notice when people say that, they say, I thank you from the bottom of my heart? No, I thank you from the top. The gaslighting going on in San Francisco is bad. Outsiders, this is a city divided. It is divided.
We're allergic to free-range, hyper-allergic control freaks.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone with Didi LaFrag.
Currently, we have three different recalls going on. Two separate recalls against the commie DA. He's got a contingent of paid people that are gaslighting everybody on social media. There is a recall going on against the commie racist board of supervisors that have kept San Francisco public school kids out of public schools since March 2020. I'll repeat, San Francisco public school kids have been out of school since March 2020. And there are people gaslighting saying this is because of COVID. Gaslighting is psychological manipulation. They twist the truth. They want you to doubt what your eyes show you. Gaslighters will say, what are you talking about? San Francisco is safe. Here's the statistics. That's what gaslighters will say. Here are the stats. Crime is down. You know what's happening in San Francisco world? Citizens in San Francisco are traumatized, suffering from post-traumatic stress. They were brainwashed to be nice, polite, passive-aggressive liberals and not complain, to accept the junkies. Yeah, junkies. I already defined them as a Merriam-Webster dictionary definition for a narcotics addict. We've got a junkie issue here, not a homeless issue. The junkies get housing. Some of them burn the housing down or break the rules because they are junkies. Mental illness, drug addiction, that dual diagnosis, drug addiction number one. To call somebody a junkie is hardcore. San Francisco has hardcore street scenes. And I allow no one to gaslight me.
This is Sexist Womanist Bohemian Excellence.
It's the San Francisco Dam Zone
with Didi LaFrac.
No one gaslights me about San Francisco. They try. Listen, I am a self-actualized, free-thinking Black woman with very, very strong boundaries. I don't play with gaslighters. They go and play ball with other people who entertain them. When I see people are committed to misunderstanding me, when I see people lack empathy and understanding for my lived experience, I know they are gaslighters, and I don't deal with them anymore. So, very nice weather this weekend. Tourists are back in town. I really feel for them. They're coming looking for a San Francisco that is no more. I do want to tell you, San Francisco is a pretty city. Your first visit, you will say, wow, this place is so pretty. It's got some good architecture. It's perfect for walking around. My neighbor and I were talking about how San Francisco has so many elements that are good. You can walk to your bank. You can walk to your job. You can walk to the ocean. You can walk to the bay, to a farmer's market. I'm able to walk to, if I wanted to, I could walk to 4 Trader Joe's. It's a walkable city that is being corrupted by the communists in City Hall. And I don't allow anybody to gaslight me. I know some of you are listening with your arms crossed saying, wait, those are homeless that got displaced by the evil techies. No, they didn't. This is a drifter, junkie city. They're streaming in. It's terrible. It's sick. The golden age of San Francisco gaslighting is here, and it's going to be a hell of a summer, everybody. A hell of a summer. Now, what's for dinner? What was for lunch? I picked up some takeout pho from my favorite Vietnamese restaurant called Turtle Tower. It's in Little Saigon on Larkin Street. I am going to have pho ga. There was a pho ta. Pho ga. That's the chicken pho. It's pronounced pho, not pho. So that's what's for a late lunch here. What about you? All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. I love you. Guess what? I'm Didi LaFrac. I trust my vibe. San Francisco Dam.
That's today's episode of the San Francisco Dam Podcast with sexist womanist bohemian Didi LaFrac. Remember to join us tomorrow for another episode. This podcast is brought to you by our sponsors. Head over to sanfranciscodam.com for more sponsorship information. Thank you for subscribing and listening.